Hi, this is Ted Nguyen with the Orange County Transportation Authority doing a audio boo, and we are here with Madison and Elmira, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves, but they are two great interns that we have at the Orange County Transportation Authority, and they are in the public communications team, an integral part of the public communications team. So Madison, tell me who you are and more about what you do at OCTA.
Well, I'm Madison, as you mentioned, and I am an intern here at OCTA. I graduated from Cal State Fullerton last spring. I've been an intern here for about a year and a half and gained a lot of valuable insight into the PR world. And right now, I actually write and collaborate for our CEO Weekly Update, which is a weekly publication about events going on here in OCTA, which is just a great opportunity. I get to meet a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people through the company. We really utilize social media with pictures and videos and conveying our message to the public and our internal employees for the CEO update.
Yeah. The CEO's update is a update to the board of directors that are made up of elected officials throughout Orange County. And there's policy decisions that are made. There are things that impact the bus system, the rail system, the highway system, so all the different activities. Now, what kind of response have you had from people as you've led the charge to update the weekly update and give it a fresh look and also make it, like you said, more engaging?
The response has been overwhelmingly positive. It's just great. Everybody loves it. The content is great. We really give it meaning. We convey messages to our coworkers and the public and the elected officials that they find useful in. They can respond. We give them an opportunity to fill out a survey. That we give them opportunities to follow us on Twitter, to be our friends on Facebook. So it's just a very engaging experience where we stay connected with our public and with our stakeholders.
Right. That's great. And I also have Amira here with me. Amira, tell me who you are and what your experience has been like at OCTA and what some of your projects and initiatives have been.
I'm Elmira, and I'm a senior currently at Cal State Fullerton, and I've been interning at OCTA for about a year, and like Madison said, I concur with her message that it's been a great experience. One of my consistent duties is to attend the board meetings, bi-weekly board meetings, and write for the newsletter, which is the board actions. And what actually happened last week, which was exciting, was a dog training event that OCTA held for service animals and their handlers to come out and get acclimated and with public transportation. And that was at the Fullerton Park and Ride, and we had a great turnout. And Ted was kind enough to put a slideshow together on his blog, which he updates quite frequently. And he's a great example of how to engage with the public, how to engage with stakeholders, and make public transportation more transparent and easy for the public and for everyone to get involved with.
That's great, and I appreciate that kudo, and I did not pay Elmira for that. No. But I might take you for lunch for that. That's very nice of you. In fact, I'll probably take both of you to lunch because, you know, I want to listen to you. You know Cal State Fullerton best, and I'm going to be presenting at Cal State Fullerton at the next Public Relations Society of America student chapter meeting next Wednesday. And so I'm going to be talking to PR students and members of that chapter. What are some of the things that I need to impart upon the students there? What are the things that I need to highlight?
When I was a student, it was always very helpful to speak with professionals and have a conversation with them because it really gave me guidance in what I wanted to do in my career in public relations. I mean, students in PRSA are obviously serious about public relations, and for them to have people come to them and speak to them about it is just a great opportunity. It's really going above and beyond.
Amir, what do you think? What are the things that I should do and maybe some things I shouldn't do?
I think you already know what to do because you've done this before with other universities, but is the good point is to show and not just tell. I know that in my lower division PR classes, when we would have speakers, it was really helpful when they would bring their portfolio or bring their work, their video, and give us examples of what they do and how to do it. And it's also important to, I think, share some of the failures that you know a person has in order to show people that it's not all about success, that you know everyone has to work hard for what they have and where they are.
Well, that's all part of the PR cycle. It's evaluation, so that's a great point. And that reminds me, I'm going to put an evaluation form together because I want us to learn from my failures as well.